A responsible third party is any person alleged to have caused or just contributed to the harm for which recovery is sought. And so when you think about harm and how broad that actually is, there's a discussion in some case law about harm versus injury. But courts have never gone there to decide what the harm is versus the injury. There's a new case out called City National Bank of Sulphur Springs versus Smith, where they do talk about damages is broader than harm. So they don't have to have necessarily contributed to recoverable damages, but just rather to harm. So it's extremely broad. And of course, it doesn't mean what it says or say what it means in the statute, because these parties are not responsible. You cannot look to them for any kind of recovery. And you cannot use any findings against them, any percentage findings or otherwise, in any subsequent litigation or any other litigation. It's that person generally is not going to be a party either. So responsible third parties, even when you're talking to your clients, or when you're talking even to out-of-state counsel, you really have to explain the responsible third parties doesn't mean what it says, because they think those folks are going to show up and pay up. Now, who can be named as a responsible third party? Or throughout this talk, we'll talk about them as RTPs as well. We've kind of got a chess strategy theme here, because it is your strategic tool in a counterintuitive statute. So we're going to do it a little gamey here. So which of the following can you designate as a responsible third party? You can designate unknown DOE parties, unknown criminals, bankrupt persons, employers who subscribe to the comp scheme, so they're immune from the actual litigation, parties immune from suit, a drunk driver in a dram shop action, parties not subject to the jurisdiction. And of course, when you have a long list, you always pick all of the above, right? You've got to pick that one. You can designate almost anyone as a responsible third party. Now, this one applies, hopefully not to us right now, but it's something we would want to know. When a lawyer had a legal malpractice in a PI case, he was able to designate the underlying tortfeasor as a responsible third party. So you can imagine hypothetically how that would look if you had drunk driver versus calendaring incident, right? Which one of those caused the harm or caused or contributed to the injuries? That's a hard case for the plaintiff. You really have to change the whole way you look at the case to be about what the harm is, and is the harm about, is the injury about the loss of the lawsuit? In one case, a PI defendant was allowed to designate the ER doctor. And this is the ExxonMobil versus Papayan case, which went up to the Texas Supreme Court. But then the Texas Supreme Court did not rule on the RTP issues. They ruled instead that there was no duty to the plaintiff. And so we didn't get some answers to these questions. But in this case, I mean, imagine, sorry I ran over you with my car, but the doctor should have done a better job patching you up. That's sort of how the defendant is pitching it, right? And so all of these things are things you need to be thinking about throughout, strategically throughout the litigation. If you're going to focus group your case, it's going to be of little utility to focus group a two-party case if what the jury is going to see is a more complex sort of situation, even if there are only two parties to the actual litigation. Even when parental immunity applies, you can designate them. This is a very harsh outcome. Y'all, there have been, when I went back, I haven't given this talk in a couple of years, and I went back to the case law, and it's just kind of the right amount of time since 2011 for things to have really bubbled up all the way to the Texas Supreme Court. So we've gotten a number of very important decisions out of the Texas Supreme Court just in the last six months to a year. And one of them is just at the end of June, is this American Canine case. The Army, the defendant designated the Army as a RTP because this dog had gotten out and injured someone very severely. And so the Army, when it's designated as an RTP, shut down the entire case. The case was because the court said that the political question doctrine made it where you could not try the case at all just because a non-party RTP had been designated by the defendant. So think about the immunity the practical immunity that grants to all sorts of government contractors. that I don't think most defendants would have even thought to bring that up, right? Here's what the Supreme Court case said. If this case were to proceed, the fact finder would be required to determine the degree to which the Army was responsible for Freeman's injuries. The inquiry would require a reexamination of Army decisions contrary to the Baker decision or the political question doctrine. So that is a really important thing to think about on either side of your docket.